This is Edible North State, part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series. I'm Earl Bluer. I'm talking today with David Edmondson, the owner and founder of Salt and Savor Sauerkraut, a relatively new business based in Dunsmuir. Thanks for being here today, David.
Well, thanks for having me, Earl.
First, let's talk about David Edmondson. What led you into the sauerkraut business?
Well, it was about 2010 when I was reaching my peak weight. I was pushing 180 pounds, and at 5'5", that's way too heavy. I was suffering some health issues because of that, specifically asthma, and corrected that with diet. And within just a few days of making diet changes, I was off the asthma meds. And I was so amazed by that that I started reading more and more about nutrition and health, and started seeing a lot of information about fermented foods. So I had had sauerkraut, of course, but never anything really good. It was, despite my German heritage, the only sauerkraut I'd ever had growing up was from the can. So when I had real sauerkraut for the first time, I thought, wow, this is what why people like it. Great. So I like to cook and I like to be in the kitchen. I got a book or two or three and thought, I'll give it a go, try to make it. And I kept making it and liking to experiment with different flavor combinations. You know, sauerkraut really lends itself well to adding different spices and pairings. So that's where I went with it. And because I was making so much, was giving a lot away to friends, and everybody seemed to like it. Well, not everybody, but, you know, there are those odd few who just don't like sauerkraut. Yeah. And we're trying to convince them otherwise. And actually, I've have some converts in my customer base, people who swore they didn't like it and now buy it regularly. I guess that's the short story, the long story of how I got into sauerkraut.
Yeah, and I'm here to see that you've actually lost a few pounds.
Well, I'm not going to be mistaken for skinny, but I'm nowhere near 180 pounds anymore.
So we read a lot, or I read a lot, about probiotics, and I think probiotics is involved in sauerkraut, is it not, as a health source?
Right, and you're reading more and more about that. Really, our collective knowledge about beneficial bacteria and our own health is in its infancy, and we're learning more and more, but we do know probiotics, beneficial bacteria, is really good for our digestion, and good for our health overall.
So how's business?
Business is great. I'm up probably 35% to 50% year over year from last year, and that's due to having more fermentation tanks. And probably if I have as many fermentation tanks as I would like, I think I could probably double next year.
Do you hear from your customers how they use it?
I do. In fact, I sell at the farmer's market in Reading on Saturdays, and that's one of my main questions is, what are you pairing it with? What are you doing with your sauerkraut? Invariably, I hear that they are just eating it plain as a snack food.
I've been talking today with David Edmondson, the owner, producer, marketer, and sales manager for Salt and Savor Sauerkraut. Thanks for joining me today, David.
Thank you, Earl.
This is Edible North State, part of North State Public Radio's From the Ground Up series. Until our next time together, enjoy the abundance of the North State. The engineer for today's program has been Matt Schultz. I'm Earl Bluer.